Today's rant is brought to you by Roy's Umbrella. As of December 1st, Roy is coming out of retirement to help you. As a matter of fact, if you are in the market to buy a home, own a home, Roy is going to give you a one-hour free consultation. Roy sees some big changes on the horizon, similar to what we went through in 2008. Don't let that happen to you. Sit down with Roy. He's awesome. He will treat you like family. Just go to roysumbrella.com. That's roysumbrella.com. Boy, it's a good thing the Kings fired Luke Walton, huh? That was sure a different team last night that we saw against Philadelphia. 94 points? Really? 94 points. If you were hoping to see a spirited, renewed Sacramento Kings team for 48 minutes, well, you left the arena, those of you that showed up, bitterly disappointed. For the others that watched the game, you saw a team in the fourth quarter melt, score a whopping 12 freaking points. 12 points. Did you see Joel Embiid on the floor for Philadelphia? No. Did you see their best players on the floor last night at Golden 1 Center for Doc Rivers and the Sixers? No. And yet the Kings could only score 94 points. Now, I'm not putting this on Alvin Gentry. He inherited a bad mix of players. It just doesn't work. And now Sacramento is 6 up and 12 down. One game left coming up tomorrow against Portland before they hit the road again. And you have to ask yourself, did we really hit rock bottom the other night? Or is rock bottom still ahead of us? I don't have the answers anymore. What I do know is this could be as painful of a season as Kings fans have experienced in a long time. And you know what? That's saying something when you look at the history of this franchise. That's really saying something. 94 points against that lineup for Philadelphia last night, including only 12 in the fourth quarter. How the hell does that happen? That's freaking embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. And that's my rant for today.